Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
So I've been watching this morning because a while earlier, we were talking about GameStop.
Yeah.
And Fidel and his plight because he bought the stock at only two shares. It's all the money he had. And he bought it at $330. And it had been plummeting over the past few weeks. In fact, it was down to $40 yesterday. And Fidel, you said all indications are that you're about to be a rich man this morning when the market opens up, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I don't think it's doing what you thought it would do. And
yeah.
You've been very quiet about it.
No, you said 220, right? It was going to open at 220?
180 is what I said.
180.
Yeah, yeah.
180.
It opened at 170.
Okay.
And it's down to 117.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
what'd you buy it at again?
330.
Right.
And it's only been a half hour.
Yeah.
you're not getting the itchy palms and ready to sell, are you?
No. Diamond hands.
I don't have paper hands.
You know, you're probably looking at it like, I've already lost X amount of dollars. Oh, what the hell? You know, I might as well lose it all.
Well, yeah. Actually, the new thing, though, I have to tell you, Schmidel, the new thing is not this GameStop thing and your stupid squeeze because you missed it. The new rage is called crypto art. And that's the new thing. You know how Bitcoin took off and we were like lost and we didn't know where?
Yeah.
Well, now there's a new thing sweeping the nation and it's called crypto art. And you need to get in on that. It's a whole thing. It's called non-fungible art.
What is it exactly?
I don't know. But it's called non-fungible art. And people are buying CryptoPunks. Do you guys know what CryptoPunks are?
No clue.
Me either. But they're saying that people are spending as much as $20,000 on CryptoPunks, crypto art, all this, and that it's, millions of dollars now are being traded in the United States over this art.
So is that like hypothetical art?
Look at me. I don't know.
Here's the problem. We've only got $200 to work with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So spending thousands upon thousands, we're not in that category right now. Right now, he's sitting on the stock that's worth a couple hundred bucks. So we got to find something that we can afford.
But yeah. Don't you hate the FOMO feeling? Like, you know, we all missed the boat on Bitcoin, obviously. But now I'm reading about this new thing that I had no idea existed. I feel like such an idiot when I read these things are being traded and it's this new fad. I've never heard of it in my life until just now I read about it. I'm like, what's crypto art? What is it? What's non-fungible? I've never even heard the word fungible. Have you been reading about it?
A little bit, yeah. I think I understand it.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so imagine... All right, I have to explain what a blockchain is. Do you know what that is? Okay, so imagine like a mine shaft, okay?
Okay.
And there's a single mine shaft where all this stuff exists. And once it's mined out, it's gone forever.
Okay.
That's a blockchain.
All right. Okay?
And that's where all these bitcoins and all this other stuff's coming from.
In a mine.
And when you pull it out of that mine shaft, it has like a special number on it that kind of tells you... that it came from that mine shaft and that it's a valid thing.
Why are you shaking your head?
I'm lost.
Why do we care about this mine shaft?
Yeah, I'm lost.
Because you have to mine it just like cryptocurrency.
So
that's why it's called
like
crypto art.
That's why we put a light lamp on our head?
Yeah, exactly.
Do we get shovels and take a parakeet down there?
No, not this mine shaft.
We pick out our favorite one and we take it out.
Yeah. Isn't this crazy? It's like, I really feel like this is like this whole, but it's here, people. I mean, it's a real thing. They're saying millions and millions of dollars of this crypto art are thing now. And it's like, I don't want to buy into it because I don't understand it, but that makes me an idiot for not trying to learn. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I'm going to put on my headlamp.
Got to go into the blockchain mine.
I feel like that you really got educated in the last 10 minutes because it was about 10 minutes ago you were in here and you'd never heard of this before. All of a sudden, you're an expert, pal. Man, you're quick.
You Googled it.
You got to love Google, right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.